Watahun Sadache, Ungahuan, Hadi Wanodos, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewanyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're glad to have you along on this gorgeous Tuesday evening. Well, a little bit overcast, yeah, I know, but it's still, it's March. Ani Nichkiwank, Doug Farquhar's Indigenous, meanwhile, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi, no way win. Here we go, Aboriginal voices on this absolutely energized day. How are you feeling, Sean?
Horrible, Doug. I feel horrible.
Oh, you look great today.
I feel...
Good thing there's glass between us.
I feel as though I've heard canonical too many times today.
What?
You weren't listening to the last show, were you?
No.
the guest who was a... studies here at Queen's. I think PhD. She's a PhD person. Were you not listening?
No, sorry.
So you don't listen to CFRC.
I was working, getting everything ready. It's all in
you
line.
You can't
here.
Work and listen at the same time?
I didn't listen. I focused.
Douglas. Anyways, she was talking, and she said canonical. My count was 8 times.
Oh, okay. And you've said it 4 so far.
No, I said it 12, 3 times. I'll say it one more time. Canonical.
There you go.
Just for the folks at home.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, that's not the reason I feel horrible.
You won't find that one in Wordle.
I don't really know why I feel horrible, but I do. Could be the day of March here.
Mm-hmm.
You've been out there. It's
yes.
Cold, but not.
This is perfect spring weather, because this is when spring is actually fighting winter.
Well, see,
spring wants to take over. Winter doesn't want to let go. They're clashing.
Somebody figure it out, because... It's making me feel horrible.
Okay. Wait till April and
just
we'll give you some sunlight.
Just thought I'd share. I thought we were in April. No, we're not in April.
No,
yet.
This is still March.
Still March.
Yeah. Doing fine.
Oh, my gosh.
This
it's
is
just
the 24th
like,
of
I
March, 2026.
It's just, I feel like not good.
Okay. Well.
But you know what? Last week I did feel pretty good. Douglas, you should have felt pretty good, too.
Yes.
Because of the show, Aboriginal Voices show, mm-hmm. You and me, we won.
Yeah.
We received.
You were brought up stage and had to talk to the crowd.
We were the honorary guests. Sorry, we weren't honorary guests. We showed up at the grad club.
Yeah.
And we were successful. In receiving the award for, I don't even know what the
for your show
was, the show
for but the show like Aboriginal
was
Voices
best
right
talk
here on
show
CFRC
or something like that.
And I don't know what it was. The category just said best show. At
best
CFRC.
In show. Did you ever see that movie Best in
no,
Show?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh, what a great time that is! It's one of these Christopher Guest movies.
Oh,
you know Christopher Guest?
No.
Of course not. Why would you know Christopher
You ask
Guest?
Questions like that, and I'll just go
Anyways,
and do
Anyways, it was this Christopher Guest, and he gets a whole bunch of people together, like actors and whatnot, actors who are, what do you call them?
Actors?
Like they can...
Stuntmen?
Think on their feet. They can talk and make up stuff.
You mean like Robin Williams? Comedians?
They're comedians, I guess, but they have a gift for, I don't want to say ad lib because it's not ad lib, it's this other word. It's not canonical either.
You still want to use that word even though you complain
like
about it.
Like I was
it.
Driving here and I was heard that song, not song, but I heard the show, and it's a good show.
It's Grad Chat.
Yeah, it was a good show, and the guest was you know interesting, but she used a Canonical. Okay. Anyways, back to Best in Show. Anyways, it all revolves around the dogs, mm-hmm. the dog award shows.
Okay.
You know, like you bring your dog and they look at it and yeah, that's a good
dog. They never pick
the
one that I like.
No, but it's like the thing, and it, he just made this whole movie okay. about those people. It's funny. It's a good time.
Okay. Well, speaking of good time, tonight we're going to have some fun with
Wait
music
a minute,
and sharing.
Maybe I'm not done yet.
Oh, aren't you? Okay.
So we won.
Yes.
And we had to get up there and do a little speech. And Douglas, he waxed poetic. It was amazing. He was up there and he did his thing. Then I got a, like during your thing, I got a call from Texas.
Yes.
On my phone. And like a
that,
FaceTime
that
deal.
FaceTime, okay, yeah.
Then I shows it out to the folks.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow programmers here at the CFRC. And I think that was enough, really. And I said nothing. I said thanks.
That's right. But
that's all I got out of
it. That's impressive because
I could muster
a CFRC listener of Aboriginal Voices called in FaceTime all the way from Texas.
All the way.
At the exact moment
yeah.
that you're receiving this certificate.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was a good time.
It was. I know as we came up to the have our picture taken, and then they wanted us to say a few words. And the person there said to me, you know, just like 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're used to spoken word.
Yeah.
And that's minimum 6 minutes before yeah. you go to any music, right? Right. Most of the time we do spoken word, we talk about things.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, how am I going to limit this? So that's how I started. Remember? What? By saying to people.
I was on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me again what you said.
Just letting people know. Well, you're in front of a microphone, and you have to do a little talk. You know, thank you very much. And I thought, you know what? It's a big shout out to all the people who keep CFRC running.
Yeah.
Because we've been here since 1993, the group started, but you and I were 94, 95.
And most in the room had not even been born yet.
Oh,
good. Like those other two, Terry and Sherry or something.
That's right.
Yeah. They had been born, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been born a long time when we showed up.
Bruce Kaufman, who does the poetry every Friday night.
Well, him too.
Yeah, and Jamie Young, who does Making Bacon, and his partner. Okay,
yeah.
So keep going. I'm thinking around the room, you know.
But then the rest
were young.
Very young.
Which is good. That's what keeps CFRC
so it keeps
vibrant,
us young. Yeah.
But also keeps us going because they bring good ideas.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I say that all, mm-hmm. and then like Jamie, because I didn't really have a whole lot to say because mm-hmm. you know, people are looking at me, and he says, oh, just get them to talk about blues. And so I'm like, well, where's that coming from? I don't ever remember talking about blues. Did I talk about
blues?
Yes,
you talked about blues.
Really?
Music,
did I say
yes.
things like nice or not nice?
Nice things, yeah.
Do I say nice things?
Yeah, and Jamie,
not usually.
Jamie loves the blues as well, you know.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he plays it every week on the show.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
That is why. Because it was a conundrum in my mind all week. I was driving to a long off land. Oh, I'll share this too.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to Syracuse. And I decided, well, I throw on that CFRC,
mm-hmm.
like this station here, and see how far it goes.
Now, how far did you go?
I got past Watertown.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
like,
quite a ways,
about like 20 minutes out of Watertown and like going towards
Pulaski.
Syracuse. And yeah, Pulaski. And it was still playing. Well.
Oh, very nice.
Clear.
Speaking of Watertown, we have to give a big shout out to Rich.
Rich.
Yeah. So we haven't been able to catch the phone because they put in a new system here, Rich.
We don't understand.
Well, when we're live on the air, it doesn't ring at all here.
Oh, that's okay.
That's the problem. So, and we have no access to any messages left.
And
but
we
Rich,
don't know.
We do appreciate when you do
Thank
call
you,
in.
Rich.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have a song
In fact,
for you.
I wondered if I was driving past Rich's house.
You probably did.
Good
if you
chance.
You drove by Black Creek or Black River?
I don't know.
You did.
Probably.
And as you,
it's all a blur.
You drove over it, above it on a bridge. And Rich lives further east of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember talking to him about it. And he's got a nice little farm there. And anyway, quick thing for you. We're going to set up and feature two artists tonight, two Indigenous artists, and well, actually,
wait a minute, two?
Yeah, well, you're going to do one, and I'm going to do a duo.
You got one too?
Mm-hmm. So we're good. We'll see what happens. And I have an interview coming up.
Oh, good.
A contributor
6:30.
Here. Lindsay is a contributor to Aboriginal Voices, and she's done so for several years now. And, you know, I'm going to have an interview I did last Saturday with her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're going to bring that through the miracle of record.
Alrighty.
But we're live here until probably about 7:30.
Through the miracle of megabytes.
There you go. First song up, I have Snotty Nose Rez Kids. This is a request.
You like them, don't you?
Well,
you
I like their sound.
It's because you're street.
But the song that was requested is called Trendsetter.
Because you're a trendsetter.
I guess that's you.
Uh-uh. I wouldn't say me.
No, you're the trendsetter.
Me?
Yeah, you keep Aboriginal Voices on its toes.
Literally.
And that's only because I'm laughing so hard.
Well, I hope folks at home are. You know, whoever listens.
Yeah. Okay, ready? You want to kill that? And we'll get Snotty Nose Rez Kids off and running.
Henry Hill, except my suit is leather. I just came to get the cheddar, unless you know the better. Never tell them what you're doing, trust me, good fellas. I'm a trendsetter, I don't rock no Gucci sweater. I'm well spoken, thought provoking, and the sage is smoking. Language keepers in the building, and the copper's broken. When we busted through the gates, we got them screaming, Scotland. Hey, brother, this for my menace. Hulk Hogan. Hola, hola, hola. Boy, you should've told us. You put all your new that never noticed. We've been living in your head, rent free and never honest. Snotty knows the call it so, but I know you notice. I'm unbothered and unfiltered with my people that I kill. Boy, straight from lockdown to the billboards, getting work. Why you still bored? So shake them off your bro. This the I'm built for. The bells and whistles, I got everything I wish for. All we make is classics, smirk emoji, Mona Lisa. Kill them all with style, rock star, grim reaper. If you about to kill a vibe, then it's by Felicia. You see us all around you, I see you when I see you. I can see the future, man, I feel like Spike Lee. Running in my spaceship, in my make me fly Nikes. Put this on my psyche, why you look like me?
You look like me.
Me hear my dances, draped in native fashions. Native and bougie, baby, let me pepper my salmons. You know I'm big and famous, we fill up a couple mansions. They say life is what you make it, well, the rest right here, my hands. Look good, boy, I've been on your lap, been it. Damn it, I feel good, boy, my not so humble opinion. V-O-Y be easy, that my cousin, that my Nietzsche, that my stylist. Never mind, that's why I'm fly, then you need your style. He and him, beats all on my brim. Nate to the bomb, bomb, bomb. I go out.
out on a limb. I'm in my zone. I'm in my bag again. Conceited and conceited, I know you love to see it. All my day ones, been day one, no fake ones, nah. First they love you, then they hate you, they gon' say something, nah. Ain't nothing new to me, nah, cause all the drama come and go. I left my game to the top, babe, so what you talking for? Up in the foreign, up in the morning, they wanna go where I'm touring. I do not roll with informants. I got an army deploying. Set in my phaser beams to kill. We killing that will destroy it. Everything we gon' rebuild is poignant. I'm famous, make an appointment.
Take a number.
They wanna talk down, but they never really do. When I'm around, big frown, dripping in water, don't drown. Had to go pave the way. The numbers are talking for me nowadays. The numbers are talking for me nowadays.
I can see the future, man. I feel like Spike Lee. Rolling in my spaceship in my McFly Nikes. Put this on my psyche, why you look like me?
You look like me.
If you don't really like me, why you look like me?
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Winter in Kingston can be unpredictable, but a little preparation can help keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow against gas meters or outdoor vents, as blocked vents can lead to dangerous carbon monoxide buildup. Be prepared for power outages. Keep flashlights and batteries handy, charge your devices in advance, and never use propane stoves, barbecues, or generators indoors. They can produce deadly carbon monoxide. And remember, our crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their job. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and stay prepared.
Over all the places we used to live, my body moves like music. I steal joy from the future, steal joy from the future, steal joy. I don't wanna measure all the ways I won't let you go.
from the future, steal joy from the future, steal joy. You tell me you used to believe in something, me too. Oh, you got me. You say me, you don't even know you like I do. You'd come and now you're here. Stay. You tell me you used to believe in something, me too. Oh, you got me. You say me, you don't even know you like I do. Baby, trust me, I've been here before. Oh, baby, trust me. Oh, baby, trust me, I've been here before. Oh, oh, oh.
That was Tara Williamson with Trust Me. And before that, we had Snotty Nose Rez Kids, as I said. That was a requested song. So.
Did you say Rez Kids?
Rez Kids.
Redskins.
No. Rez, you know, like the Rez? Kids.
I know they're Rez.
Infants.
Anyways, Douglas.
Trendsetter was
Should
the song.
Should I say it? Oh, yeah. It's Trendsetter. Nice. Yeah.
This is a special feature we're going to start right now.
I don't know if it's special.
It is special.
Well, it's been 30 years, Doug.
Yeah.
30
years. Well, more
years.
Than 30 years.
30 plus years. Mm-hmm. Like, she's older than 30, but but she's been around 30 years, and it's Susan Aglukart. Now, you said that, is it today or Thursday or something like that, that... Or maybe it was Saturday. That was like her anniversary, her 30th anniversary.
Thursday, the 26th.
The one that's coming?
The one that's coming up.
Now, how is that?
She's going to be in Oswegan and celebrating the 30th anniversary of a special song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So did I say we're talking about Susan Aglukart?
You mentioned that.
Yeah, okay. So it's Susan Aglukart. She's the incomparable Susan Aglukart.
Mm-hmm.
So from her roots in Aravat, Nunavut, to becoming Canada's most decorated artist. I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Her journey is about... more than just hit records. Did you know that, Doug?
I yes.
I would have thought it'd been about just hit records.
You and I know a lot about Susan Aglukart.
Well, we know.
Because over the years we've been introduced to events.
It's about the power of reclaiming a narrative.
Oh, I
yeah.
love it.
So, so we have to start here, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
This will make you old. I'll feel old. Start here, it's in the mid-1990s.
So did we.
The track didn't just break the top 40, it shattered the glass ceilings.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It was the first time an Inuk artist hit number one in the Canada charts, Canadian charts, and OCM is the song, and it's a greeting and peace, and it introduced the world to Susan Aglukart's Arctic folk sound.
Ooh.
Did Arctic folk sound, and it's a moment she became A household name. There you go. That's her, Doug.
That's Susan Aglekirk. Yes, I recognize that voice.
That was OCM.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that it takes me back to the 1990s.
Wow.
Like a little time machine.
Yes. You were there?
I'm Marty. You're Doc.
Oh, I see.
You're Doc Brown. Doc Farquhar.
And that little car outside that I have?
Fly. Yeah, you get it to 88 miles an hour.
And it's zoop.
Zoop.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever driven 88 miles an hour.
I have.
That's pretty fast.
I have done that a few times.
On a track.
Okay, we'll say it was a trap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have more of
Doug, Susan? Doug, you had like you wanted to tell a little story about her.
Oh, well, I just, you and I, when we first started Aboriginal Voices here at CFRC, had
Seven years ago.
1995, and it was summertime. And we knew that there was a special guest coming to the Grand Theatre here in Kingston, Ontario.
Well, at that point, and she'd already been on the radio, I think, on more than one occasion, at least for me. Okay. And I was like, oh, she's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This radio thing, maybe maybe I can get, maybe I can chat with her.
Well, that's what you arranged it. So we got to go and meet her at the Grand Theater.
This will tell you how long ago this was. I think I had to mail the letter. I think I had to mail the request to whoever.
EMI.
And they called me and said, who are you?
Uh-huh.
Who thinks you can talk to our young
star,
you know, moneymaker here? Uh-huh. And I said, well, I'm so-and-so. Well, I said my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're part of this program, and I do a show here at the mighty CFRC. They were like, what? Where's that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen.
It's the oldest campus and community radio station still going.
It's the oldest station in Canada. Those weasels at CBC.
Don't say it that way. Just let's go on with Susan, because the feature is...
They don't know what old is.
Neither do I.
Yeah, you do.
Susan was so inspiring, because I was so nervous. I don't know how you were. You look calm and collected, but for me, this was the very first celebrity that we were able to meet and... a very first interview.
Yeah, she was cool.
For our radio show, yeah. Aboriginal Voices, right here on CFRC.
Right here. And you know what else we had to do? We had to record it on tape.
Yes.
Gone are those days.
Oh, I miss those days.
Cassette tape. I don't miss cassette tape.
No, okay.
Days.
Anyway.
But then I think, didn't we end up putting it on computer or something? Or did we not?
No, not at that time.
No, we think we just played it raw.
Well, it was slightly edited, yeah. But the thing
was raw.
That Susan actually made us feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was so nice.
Yeah.
I'll always like that, you know. I met her again in Fort Erie.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, except that she was going on stage.
And she says,
and
who
are
you?
There was a big storm. No, she was the same way, you know. Yeah, she knew she'd met us. She asked if you were there.
Who, me?
Yes.
I remember once we talked to her on like the phone.
Yes.
She did a phone interview.
You're bringing back all kinds of good memories for
back
us.
Back in the day,
phone interview. What else do you have about
the
next song?
Anyway, so like her career moves on, and then into the late 90s, she began to weave that traditional Inuit throat singing and drum dancing more deeply into contemporary pop. This track, Hinana Ho, represents that middle chapter, its song of resilience.
Mm.
It's Susan finding her footing, and not just as a singer, but as a cultural ambassador, a role she would eventually take into her work as a motivational speaker. Susan Aglukkaq.
Grammarly helps me get the best.
That song.
Mm-hmm.
Ina na ho, and apparently they decided we needed to hear a commercial.
So that, but that's a lovely song. It's
a wonderful song. Yeah. It's bouncy.
Yes.
She doesn't have to swear to get listens, to get ears.
Mm-hmm.
So, Douglas,
mm-hmm.
That's Susan Aglukkaq. We're going to fast forward now.
Okay.
Fast forward?
Yeah.
You know what that's all about, going forward.
Mm-hmm. Just fast. Don't go 88 miles an hour.
Otherwise, you'll go to 1985. No, 55. Fast forward to her most recent work, which was in 2022. What were you doing in 2022, Doug?
Oh, I hate to tell you this.
Like everyone in
hiking.
The world,
no,
nothing.
I was out hiking. We did lots of hiking,
allowed?
Going walking.
Did you have the special license?
I did.
You had the special license
to
go hiking?
It says Nature Ranger.
Dudley Do-Right. Nobody stopped you? Because I heard tell people were getting
stopped.
Nobody's
out.
Anyways, she put that out in 2022, and today Susan is just as known for her keynote speeches and her work with the Arctic Rose Foundation.
Big shout out to her for that work. The Arctic Rose Foundation has been instrumental in supporting a lot of young people.
Yeah. And so she travels. She travels to northern communities to talk about emotional literacy. Mm-hmm. Emotional literacy and healing from her 2022 album, The Edge of Nowhere. Take a little lesson. Sorry, Take a Little Less is the name of the tune, the song. And it's a perfect summary of this era. It's soulful, it's wise, it's the sound of an artist who has found her peace and is passing it on to the next generation. Douglas, here we go with the...
Take a Little Less.
Take a Little Less. Are you there, ready to go?
All set.
Some courage.
Well, there's that Susan Aglecark, and that's your feature tonight. I like that.
It's a feature.
Yeah. It's really amazing, you know, that when we think about how many years that she's been...
relevant?
Well, no, how many years she's been involved in music, making music, and then working for the Arctic Rose as well, and how many albums do you think she may have put out?
Apparently it's 10, but I've only ever really seen 3, so I don't know what that is.
Well, that gives us...
I will do a discography after go off the air.
All right. No, it ain't wrong.
But there is a public service announcement that is from 2025, September of 2025. It's possible that it relates to today, 2026. But this is September.
Yeah, but is that for the Arctic Rose or just by public service announcement?
Arctic Rose Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that probably is.
Okay.
You want to hear it? This is Susan just talking.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, just her talking. Turn it up.
Yeah, but we're going to have her talking in a minute. And it's...
It shut off again.
Yeah. Are we okay with the voices and everything? It's only a minute of Susan Aglecark giving Arctic Rose Foundation.
As a result of the history of trauma is different from the community. Okay, so now ba biging itabod. Okay, so it's not ours. So when we understand the distinction, now we know I'm working to heal and recover our community from the environment of crisis. Our community itself is fine. It's the environment that we are working together to heal. So what is environment of crisis and what is community? Environment of crisis is not community. This is very important for us to know, to feel in our body. Environment of crisis is historical trauma, such as residential schools, community relocations, the 60 scoops. It's also emerging trauma, like climate change, systemic barriers, government policies of today, and also other impacts of colonization that led to the loss of control of our community, our way of life. This is environment of crisis. Community is a mutual feeling of love and support with those that coexist with us. So the question for us to explore, to reflect on, is what is the bridge between...
Okay, so that was just the beginning of her talk.
Yeah.
That they've given us.
And then they decided to shut it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1:30.
They made 1:30, so that was Susan, and she was using her Inuk words and describing them and placing them upon people's minds. Good.
All right. Now, just wanted to switch gears for a second and mention to you. We're not going to do a feature on this, but we're just going to talk and then go to some music in a few minutes. The Queen's Alumni Review just arrived at my house, and it's issue 1 of 2026.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And on the front cover is Murray Sinclair.
Oh, no way.
And they're going to, yeah, in the, he was the chancellor at Queen's University for a while.
Yeah.
And the person who's taken over as chancellor is Sheila Rogers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, it's Sheila Rogers has a connection to CFRC.
That's right. Yeah. She
so
does.
So does Marie. And Marie, when he was here at Queen's as the chancellor, the very first time he came, and he came to CFRC just to see what was happening here.
Did he?
Yeah. And his son, Nigan Sinclair, was here at Queens doing some talks in different classrooms. And, you know, it's all a connection of how we at CFRC have been able to meet people like Murray Sinclair, Sheila Rogers, Nigan Sinclair. And Nigan was talking with teachers and educators. And it was really good, because when I went in and said, you know, I'm here as a reporter for CFRC, would it be okay if we record what he's saying? And the organizers said, no, that? I don't think we could do that, because, you know, we haven't, you know, done the, cleared this with him beforehand and so on. And I said, well, okay, but maybe I could ask him. And I was sitting in the audience, and when the speaker went up to Nigan Sinclair and said, would it be okay if someone could record this? And he said, it all depends on who, because they pointed at me, and he's, oh, yeah, sure. Hi, Doug. You know, and go ahead, no problem, because he knew that we would not just clip little bits out. We would play as much as we could. Same with Murray Sinclair. He was just the same way. And I think, you know, when I met him in Ottawa, just the, well, it was the day before the Truth and Reconciliation was handed to the government, the final report.
Uh-huh.
They had 1,500 students from all over Eastern Ontario go to Ottawa. And Murray Sinclair was the host of all those students. But, you know, when I got a chance after the kids went off to their breakout or events that they had to go to, Murray did come and talk to me about being on the radio. And I said, yeah, would love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, but here we are. You can imagine when I received this, I thought, oh, my goodness, look at that. Artwork is, it's not a photograph, but it's art.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And, you know, so I don't know if they've taken a photograph of him or they actually had somebody do the painting. But it's really nice. But what I do want to feature here, Sean, just in about 2 or 3 minutes, that's
okay.
All, is the following the talk and the information about Murray Sinclair and what he was doing, the legacy that he left here at Queen's University, you know, with the whole reconciliation process. Mm-hmm. There have been changes, you know, because it's 10 years since that report was released. And, you know, Queens has changed. Principal Wolf at the time, he was heavily involved in making sure that reconciliation became important at Queen's University. And over the years, but one of the things they did was through the work here at Queens was extending the rafters. And there's an article written here by Jordan Whitehouse. And he talked all about, I think he must have interviewed someone special you and I both know, Janice Hill. And she had a lot to say about what was happening here. And now he also introduced us and the new her name is Miracle.
Who?
I'm just trying to find the information
here. You don't know.
Yeah, right. I didn't highlight it. I should have. Nope, sorry. I will have to get that for you for after. But it's, you know, the changes are happening around here, and I think that's why we've been successful with getting people to come into the station to talk to us over time. Cool. All right. Do you have any announcements while I try to find you a good song?
I don't have any announcements.
What?
None at all. I was super happy to be at that thing, though. until the music started.
Tell me about it.
It was loud. Was it like the night before or the two nights before it was the Oscars?
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing like that. There was no red carpet. In fact, I don't even know what color that carpet was. What it used to be.
I wouldn't like a red carpet, okay? The red road would be fine.
No, red carpet is awesome. Why wouldn't you want a red carpet?
Then I'd have to walk it in a good way. You know what I mean.
I suppose. So you're saying you don't want to walk it in a good way?
Not today.
Rather just walk it on a regular carpet?
No, that was fine. I was interesting. All right. I think that we're going to go away to music right now because you made me think about it. Smoke Dance.
All right.
Yeah. DJ Shub is going to do that for us.